You left a number for us to call you back.
Right. Right. And I had a charge on my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for... the amount was $5.74. And I just don't... I'm trying to understand what that was for.
You've entered... It looked like right here that you entered to win something.
Okay,
can I have your address for security purposes?
Yep. It's 13270 Derby Grange Road in Dubuque, Iowa. D-U-B-U-Q-U-E, Iowa.
Okay.
52002.
I have your account. I'm waiting for it to load up. But you can keep talking,
yes,
sir.
I just was going over my bank statement, and it just was a strange charge, and I just couldn't understand what it was for, and that was why I was trying to contact you to find out what it was about, what it was for. I remember it now when I believe I gave my number for shipping for a prize that I guess it looked to me like I had won some cooking set or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably didn't read the fine print, and instead of winning it, you're entered into a contest or something. And I guess why I thought that I had already won it was because I was being charged for the shipping.
Okay, but what I can do is I can cancel your car off the account because they're going to rebill you, and it's going to be more than $5.79.
Oh, yeah. If you can cancel it, I would appreciate that, and I'll just drop out of the contest or whatever this is.
Yes, sir. One moment while I get you canceled, and I have to give you your cancellation number.
Okay.
Are you ready for your cancellation number?
I am.
C as in cat.
Okay.
262.
765. 765.
448.
448. Well, and I appreciate the call back to help me to understand it because... And especially if it was going to cost even more, because there was no, I had no inclination of any of that. It's
yes,
all
sir.
Blindsided me, and I'm glad that you were able to contact me on that and explain it.
Yes, sir.
But I'm canceled now, and I appreciate that help, and
you're welcome.
That's it. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.